the Chinook are a problem, but that is a, I tried as best I could to manage to really be restrictive on that and still have a successful chum fishery down below. And we did minimize our harvest of wild stocks, though we still caught, 1,100 Chinook, but not Chilcat Chinook. The other stocks did well, fairly well anyway. I mean, Chilcoot was a real touch and go because of fish just didn't come back like we expected them to. So we ended up with 43,000 up there, which is good, but not where I think is the most productive level for the lake, which is around 60 or 70,000. On Chilcat, we ended up with 90,000 and the fish were still coming in. Last day of count was 1,100 fish, so the fish wheels showed that there's a lot of sockeye still in the river. So I think we won't have any idea what the final count is, but I'm sure it'd be 100,000 or so.
The commercial harvest of sockeye was pretty consistently low throughout the summer.
It was, and a lot of that's due to Chilcoot just not coming in. We just didn't have those fish come back to the numbers that we wanted them to, or that we expected that they would. And so, yeah, we had to be very restrictive, and successfully, at least we made the minimum goal, a little over, which is 38. So we made 5,000 fish over, which is too close a margin, really.
Yeah. How does this year compare to recent years in that sense?
Well, the sockeye harvest is low, obviously, for a total. Picking out the hatchery fish, which did really well this year, our chum salmon escapement looks to be like 130,000, maybe. Though I flew it yesterday and I sure didn't see as many fish up there than I like to see. Our chum harvest was about, what was it, right around the average, actually very, very close, about 68,000, I think, and which is historically, I mean, the 10-year average, it's right on average, but in terms of what the Chilcat should be able to produce, way below what it has historically. The coho harvest was about 30,000, and that's close, that's below average.
You mentioned the hatchery chum. What do you think this season would have looked like for our commercial fleet if it weren't for those hatchery fish?
I think most people would have had to leave, actually. We just didn't have the sockeye to really make a living on, and the chum harvest here in the fall is not that great. You take out 1.5 million chum salmon at 80 cents a pound, and that's a lot of money and a big income for the commercial fleet locally.
Coming off of this season, is there anything that is on your mind as a management biologist, things you're thinking about in terms of management?
I think we just have to keep shooting for what we did this year, just try and get the lakes loaded up with enough fish so that they come back, but not over escape them. That was a real lesson to me this year, if that's what's happening. I mean, we're not absolutely sure that it was over escapement that drove the sockeye return being so weak. It could have been ocean conditions. As humans, we're sort of manipulating the entire ecosystem by pumping out all these chum salmon. We're putting out millions upon millions upon millions of fish. We don't really know the effect of that. And also, there's other factors going on with climate change. And we had a huge warming area of the North Pacific, which changes the ecology of the lake, of the ocean. And all those factors contribute to a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah. Any final thoughts for the last fish report of the season?
Yeah, I think, basically, I mean, I flew yesterday, and it was just as I was flying around up the upper Chilcat and the upper Kalahini and just looking for fish. To me, it was like the interconnectedness and the health of all of that ecosystem up there is surprisingly fragile. We have to make sure that, since this is the side that we can control and we can have some input on, that we need to protect the water quality, basically, of the entire Chilcat and Kalahini Valley. So that has to be kept to the highest standards or things will just go down slowly, as they have down south. You lose the habitat and you lose the fish returns, and then you become dependent on something like the hatchery run, which is has a history of not lasting. And so the natural habitat, I think, is that's what I would like to focus on. I think that's really important.